Blackstone Audio presents 99 Coffins, an historical vampire tale by David Wellington. Chess. 1. 50,000 men had died or been wounded on this broad valley, Montrose told himself. It must have been a scene out of hell. The injured lying sprawled across the corpses, the cannon still firing from the top of one hill at the top of another, the horses screaming, the smoke, the utter desperation. This was where the country could have fallen apart. Instead, this place had saved it from utter ruin. Of course, that had been a century and a half ago. Now, as he stared out over the dewy Gettysburg battlefield, all he saw were the trees shimmering in the wind that swept down between two ridges and stirred the long green grass. The blood had dried up long ago, and the bodies all had been taken away to be buried. Off in one corner of the field he could just make out the scrupulously period-authentic tents of a band of reenactors, but it looked like even they were sleeping in. He rubbed his face to try to wake himself up, forgetting for the third time that morning that he still had coal daubed around his eyes from the previous night's clubbing. Jeff Montrose was not a morning person. He preferred to think of himself as a creature of the night. Of course, when Professor John Geistorfer called you at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning and asked if you'd supervise a student dig until he could arrive, you made your voice as chipper as possible, and you got dressed in a hurry. The professor was the hottest thing going in the field of Civil War era studies, one of the most influential people at Gettysburg College.